7:34 at your hometown station, KOHO 101. It's the KOHO Morning Show. We're moving down the back half of our second hour on the air with you for a Thursday edition. It's the 10th day of December 2020. I'm Chris Hansen. Pleased to have 12th District State Senator Brad Hawkins on the line with us this morning. Senator Hawkins is going to be joining us once again come the new year and come the gaveling of the new legislative sessions on Tuesdays at 7:30 each week. Until then, we get an opportunity to talk about those upcoming sessions a little bit today and also about primarily a listening tour that is going to happen today for Senator Hawkins that you can be involved with. And Brad, always a good time to chat and always look forward to chatting with you. How are you?
Doing well, Chris. Thanks so much for having me on, and good morning to you and all the KOHO listeners.
Yeah, so it's been quite a year. We're heading towards the end of it, and we're steamrolling quickly towards new legislative session in 2021. It's bound to be sort of unprecedented in a number of different ways. We'll talk about that here when we get a chance to Brad down the home stretch of our conversation today. But I know primarily we wanted to focus on things going on a little bit sooner, including today with your listening tour.
Yeah, really excited. So today is my fourth annual listening tour for the 12th District. It's something that I started soon after I got elected to the Senate. So now I've served for 4 years, and this is my fourth annual listening tour. It started off with just an idea, and I wasn't sure exactly how the district would respond, but I thought, you know, a couple days I could travel around to different communities. We have four counties in our legislative district, and so I wanted to make sure every area I was doing a good job to hear from them and to represent them. And then it just kind of grew into almost a four-day week long. We had a community hike at the end of these, and we've been able to do that consistently for 3 years now. But this year with the pandemic, wasn't sure exactly what to do, so we decided to make my annual listening tour a virtual listening tour, and we have over 20 meetings with different groups set up by Zoom throughout the day. And then we have two virtual community meetings where everybody's invited, and those take place at 3 o'clock p.m. and 7 o'clock p.m. today for an hour each.
So you're going to be
very excited.
You're going to be real busy, it sounds like. Brad, I don't want to, you know, read the entire prologue to my coming novel or my book, but you know, as someone that's been doing this line of work for about 20 years now, one of the things I've definitely discovered is that one of the keys to being a good interviewer is to be a good listener. I know I've gotten asked that question over the course of time. You know, people occasionally praise you and say you're a good interviewer, or how do you become a good interviewer? And I always say that listening is half of that equation. And, you know, I kind of guess this stretches into your work as a senator in Olympia, but do you think listening is a lost art form, not only for folks that you deal with, you know, on both sides of the aisle there, but also just in general, that, you know, because, you know, to set up a tour where you go around and really are not politicizing things, you're not really getting on your soapbox, you're listening to other people on theirs. I mean, that's really quite right. Something. These happen, but do you feel like it's a lost art?
Well, I do feel that in many respects. It's interesting with my position as a legislator. You know, I think oftentimes people do want to hear from us and hear what our thoughts are. But I think too often the legislators confuse themselves thinking that, you know, speaking is their most important skill set. And just like you said, I really truly believe that listening is the most important skill set to a policymaker or a news director or a local radio program or a spouse or a parent, you know. And so I've really worked hard at my listening skills, and, you know, I really wanted to set up a process where people could provide their feedback to me. You know, as state senator, I go over to Olympia, or in this case virtually to Olympia, to advocate on behalf of the people of our district. And the best way to be in the best position to do that is to be able to have regular communications and to sort of solicit their feedback and input. And what I found is that I set up these listening tours 4 years ago to coincide with the fall or winter, you know, leading up to the legislative session. So I can go over there, get into the arena of policymaking, with the freshest set of feedback and concerns that people have. I imagine I'll hear a lot of those, but one thing that's also cool about the listening tour is it has led to ideas that I sponsored into legislation, and some of those ideas made their way all the way into the governor's desk and became law. Also, some of the suggestions I heard were able to incorporate those into budget items and get funded. So, I'm really in some of those things I didn't know about until I had the listening tour. So it's a good opportunity for people to participate in the process, but it's really a great opportunity for me to hear from people. And I do want to say, for people who do want to participate in the two virtual community meetings, they can go to my website, which is senatorbradhawkins.org, and my listening tour information is the first thing that comes up, and they can get the Zoom links to participate in the 3 o'clock or 7 o'clock community meetings. Or if they don't have Zoom, we have a telephone option and passcode for people to participate. So we've made it, as helpful as we could to facilitate the interaction of feedback about state government. But also, if people can't make it today, that's okay. I work year-round on your behalf, and if people have thoughts or concerns or feedback, please email my office, call my office, send us a letter, however you want to get your feedback to us. And one thing I'll tell you, Chris, is we do really pride ourselves in my office. It's something constituent customer service, I lay it out with the staff how important that is. And I think a lot of the people who participate in the listening tour and the people who contact our office are pleasantly surprised with the level of response that they get. We do take their communications very seriously, and for the listening tour too, what's cool about it is I'm bringing in staff sometime from Olympia to come to the district to travel around, but in this case, during these conversations, we will have staff and issue experts on the call too, so that they can hear directly from the people of our district. And if there are action items that come out of these listening tours, those staff members work with me to make sure that the constituents get the answers to their questions that they raise. So it's a great opportunity, and I hope people participate.
12th District State Senator Brad Hawkins with us today here on the Coho Morning Show, talking to us about that listening tour that's going to take place today. And again, we'll give you more details about how you can join in on that here before we're finished out. Brad, since we're sort of a little bit more and have the time to get kind of on an ideological bent, if you will, about your position as a state senator, one thing I guess I've wondered, not only from your perspective, not that you can speak for other senators and representatives, but just for politicians in general, that you tend to be the scapegoats for a lot of people's anger or frustration with particular things, even if they're really out of the purview of government. I think sometimes elected officials can just take heat for kind of just being there. And I know I've definitely received plenty of emails over the years, hey, when you interview so-and-so, why don't you ask him this? How come you never talk about that? How come you didn't grill him about this? Those sorts of things. So, I wonder, when you go to these listening tours and you hear from folks and you hear from people who are concerned, knowing your level of concern about the issues in the 12th District, Brad, how frustrating is it to know that in spite of your best efforts on their behalf with some of these things, you're just not going to be able to make any changes or make the inroads that they see? That has to be a real difficult part of the job.
That is, and that's a very good point, Chris. I guess, sometimes, though, people just want to be able to communicate their thoughts and concerns to their elected representative. And it's, in some ways, a therapeutic process for people who do have deep frustrations. But also, it's an opportunity for me to kind of share my perspective, too. Sometimes there's a kind of a educational communication process that goes on when I have those conversations. So, for example, people are really concerned about property taxes, for example. Well, the state portion of the property tax is actually just one slice of the pie. Most of the components of the property tax, school levies, school bonds, emergency fire response, and some of these other Port District, those are all other slices of the pie that state legislators don't even control. Those are locally approved by voters. So it gives me an opportunity to kind of explain kind of some of how the process works. Other times, you know, we may very well hear from people concerned about school closures. Well, then that gives me an opportunity to explain, you know, the legislature's role, but then the executive branch of government and the governor's authorities under the state constitution to issue executive orders, the challenges that could, you know, that could come out in the Supreme Court judicial system for checks and balances, but also the fact that we have 295 school districts in our state, and each of those school districts are actually separate local government entities administered by their school superintendents and overseen by their locally elected school boards. And so they're actually separate local governments. And so I really try to help people if I can, but I also try to explain that I kind of have to stay in my lane a little bit. You know, if they have concerns about a City of Wenatchee issue, then I can help facilitate my staff can how they can get in communication with Mayor Koontz or the city council, likewise with county commissioners. And I really try hard not to overstep my authority in any way, but I try to sometimes facilitate those conversations. And people that do have deep frustrations, you know, if you kind of explain what the process is and how they can channel their advocacy, I think they do come out on the other end, you know, appreciative of the conversations we've had. So it can be difficult at times, but before I was elected to the legislature, I actually served for 10 years on two different local school boards. So I feel like, hey, if you can serve on your local school board during some tough budgeting times, you can handle pretty much anything. So I've kind of developed a pretty thick skin over the years. And if people do have strong criticisms, you know, I just, you know, I want to hear those too. So I do appreciate those either way.
Well, on the listening tour, you're bound to hear a lot. And as you mentioned, these definitely help you do your job on our behalf in the 12th Legislative District. So again, Brad, if you'd remind us how folks can join on your listening tour today.
Yes, the best way is SenatorBradHawkins.org, SenatorBradHawkins.org. That's my website, and we have posted all the listening tour information very prominently there where people can get the Zoom links. The community meetings are 3 o'clock and 7 o'clock. We try to set up a couple different options based on everybody's busy schedules. They're about 1 hour. You know, it's a listening tour, so I really want to hear what people's thoughts are. We're trying to depending on the number of participants, try to give everybody a few minutes to share their thoughts. But I'll also discuss a little bit about the outlook for the state this year, the virtual legislative session, the outlook of the 3-state budget. So I'll talk a little bit about some of those things. But the focus is hearing from people directly on these. But then also, people can't participate. They could just send me an email and that. Or call my office, and that contact information is on my website as well.
Very good. 12th District State Senator Brad Hawkins with us today here on the Coho Morning Show. Brad, a pleasure as always. Happy holidays to you. Stay safe and healthy, and we'll look forward to convening once again when the legislature does the same in the beginning part of 2021 in January.
That sounds great, Chris. Thanks for having me on, and I really look forward to being on with you, I think, each Tuesday throughout the session. So I appreciate it very much.
Absolutely. Each Tuesday at 7:30 when the session gavels, we'll be talking with 12th District State Senator Brad Hawkins. Again, Brad, thanks a lot for the time. We'll talk again soon.
You bet, Chris. Thanks.